I like Capella. I don't like the Rockets.
You know, I kind of agree with you.
I don't like the Rockets. I don't like CP3 or Harden. I don't like Melo, so...
Dude, oh my God. You really just put that in perspective for me.
I really don't like Melo. So I just... I kind of hope they're not the runner-ups for Golden State. They had their year last year, and I would have respected them for that. But now, just forget it. You had your chance. Damn. You are our biggest...
What the fuck?
Welcome back, episode 7. It's so good to be back. High time, halftime is back.
I got nervous. I didn't know what to say for a second.
Man, it's been so long, dude. I've missed this.
It has. It's been quite a while. It's been a very. It feels like it's been so eventful and uneventful in the past month almost.
Just because basketball isn't happening doesn't mean it's not happening. There's so much basketball to talk about, dude.
Yeah, this offseason has been pretty wild.
Like, my Instagram feed is like like, they don't run out of content, like, at all. Like, it's crazy. It's not even, now it's officially off season, but man, there's a lot of basketball to talk about.
and we're pretty behind, so we're going to discuss a lot where maybe we won't go in as in depth as we usually do. But, we just pretty much want to cover everything because it's been a while. We said we'd update when some important shit happened, and plenty of important shit has happened.
We waited till the end.
Yeah, obviously. We pretty much waited because we didn't know what else would come out. And yeah, our schedule has been hectic, but whatever. That's not important. We're here now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got some good shit.
This is the first time we're not talking about games. Like,
yeah, that's happening. True. That's true.
So that's pretty dope.
Yeah. Take this in a different direction.
Episode 7.
Analytical.
This is a special one.
Special.
All right. But really, what's truly has been happening is just a bunch of trades and
summer
people
league
re-signing, summer league. We saw some young talent, you know, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart.
Excuse me?
Kevin Hart. Dude.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, Josh Hart. Josh Hart. Josh Hart. I corrected. I was like, Josh.
With the Lakers.
Yeah, dude. Fantastic, dude. Like, they look pretty good. And Sexton looked pretty good in the Cavs, you know?
Yeah, but...
let's just talk about... We'll talk about trades for now.
Pretty much the biggest acquisition of the summer is LeBron. I mean, if you haven't heard, if you're living under a rock,
the face of the NBA,
the modern Jordan, he was traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. What are your thoughts on that?
He wasn't traded to the Lakers. He was traded to LA. Like, this is honestly a money move.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy, he just earned his billionth dollar, supposedly. But, this guy is going to make, like, a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's giving back, so that's great. Like, opening up this whole I Promise school. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's
And you
really
saw Rose.
Incredible.
He did something too. D. Rose.
And what's funny is that in the midst of all this, like, NBA players giving back to the community and stuff, there is a thing that just came out that Blake Griffin has to pay $236,000 a month in child support.
What?
So it was just like LeBron doing great, Derrick Rose doing great, Blake Griffin
losing $250,000 a month,
like $3 million a year in child
That's
support.
That's ridiculous. Dude.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, he has
a monstrous contract. He's going to be getting paid until like 2023 or some bullshit like that.
I mean, and advertisement, dude. That guy is crazy on advertising. I mean, he's Bron is kind of trying to do what he's doing. He lived in LA and he was in a bunch of ads with cars.
Yeah, the Kia stuff. He had that huge Kia contract. He's in a really funny episode of Broad City that I love.
Yeah.
And also he acts. Like, what the hell?
He does stand up.
LeBron, I feel like he's going to be much more than a I mean, he is already much more than a basketball player.
But but to people outside of the NBA community, like, even they are going to, like, recognize LeBron for his more, like, philanthropic activities, you
know? It's come to a point where if you don't know who LeBron James is, you're living under a rock.
Yeah, pretty much. But the best way I heard his move to LA described, I forgot who exactly said it. I think it might have been like Rachel Nichols or someone, or like what's that guy's name, Windhorse. But they said LeBron going to Miami was a basketball decision to win championships. Yeah. LeBron coming back to Cleveland was like an emotional decision because he's like, I need to win one for the land. And then going to LA is a business decision.
Definitely.
Because he's going to build his brand. He's going to build his legacy, his icon. Like, he is an icon, I should say. Yeah, it's just pretty much like preparing for like the future.
Exactly.
Know. Yeah.
I mean, by the end of this contract, he's going to be a bit old, honestly.
A bit old, yeah. I mean, he just signed for 4 years? Yeah, years. He's 33 now, so he'll be 37 or 38.
38, yeah. And this guy still isn't, like, hasn't had a huge injury that has taken him out of the game. Mm-hmm. Like
it's crazy. Remarkably.
Yeah, his fatigue is to zero.
To play that many minutes. But I feel like him and the Lakers, and just like enough of like the business and him as a person, but the basketball side of it, I don't know how I feel about LeBron and Lakers. I'm so glad he's not in Cleveland anymore.
I think he fell in love with not the players but the organization, for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's gonna be surrounded with a bunch of young people that really do they care about championships? I mean, I would say maybe Ball does, but
maybe
I don't
not
know about
yet.
These. Yeah, exactly, dude. He's getting paid even more. I mean, he's always been rich, for sure, but now he's just getting spoiled. And I don't know. These are a lot of young mindsets, so you don't know how LeBron would react to it, in a sense. Yeah. But they're talented, you know? Like,
they were
fighting in the West, the hardest, you know?
I'm really high on...
base.
I'm really high on Brandon Ingram.
Ingram is good. He's sometimes inconsistent.
Yeah, but he's. Did you know he has the same wingspan as Giannis, which is like 7'10".
Yeah, the kid is,
and he's 3 inches shorter than him.
Yeah, the kid is tall and he's freaking wide, and not saying body wise, but like just length wise. But what can LeBron do with these assets? And that's the real question. And what can the coaching staff and the organization do for LeBron? Because right now he's going to be the face of the team. He's going to be the coach. Like, he's going to be they're going to be looking at him.
I think he's trying to move away from that.
He's trying to move away from it,
from being like the.
But I think
like as you said, the coach.
The competitive side is gonna like. I think it's gonna just take it apart from that. I feel like he's gonna be really frustrated at points.
I feel like it's gonna be the complete opposite. He knows this year isn't their year. Same way we're saying like the Celtics.
Imagine
this
they have that cap space opening up.
Exactly,
year, so.
They signed all these players to 1 year contracts. So they didn't get Paul George, they didn't get Kawhi Leonard, but next season, I think it's something like literally half the team is going to be finished with their contracts. They're going to be up for free agency. So we thought this free agency was crazy with all the names moving. Next season is going to be like astounding.
If he wins in LA, what does this mean for his legacy?
That's hard to say. Like winning a championship with three different teams.
Yeah,
I need to find out the stats on that. Like, how many players have
exactly.
done that? Like three plus teams. Because
I mean,
that's really interesting to think about.
Yeah, and it's especially being the top player in the league. Because I bet some like you know not so important players have won rings and they really don't.
Yeah,
deserve
like,
it in a sense.
Yeah, like
but wow, like this will be this is his run for being the best of all time, the greatest of all time.
I mean, a lot of people feel way different. They're like, he'll never be in the same level as, like, the Laker legends, you know? Like,
oh, no. I mean, like, he's just Hakeem, stepping in there.
I mean, not Hakeem.
I think it's just Kareem. An honor for him, in a sense. Like, he's just like, hey, man, this organization's been great for so many years. In a sense, it's great to be a part of it, you know? He is looking up at Magic, you know? Like, he's just looking up to him. He's his boss. And he's like, they're going to be really close. And I bet, like, when his 4 years are up, they're gonna he's going to do whatever LeBron wants, in a sense. It's like, hey, you want to get traded? Okay. You want your son on the team? Okay.
I mean, it's not, like, completely impossible that...
Yeah, he doesn't make a, you know, an opt-out.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
But, I don't know. I'm just worried about their spacing and chemistry issues on the team. So they signed all these guys, Lance Stevenson, Rondo, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, JaVale McGee. Those are the, like, the notable people.
Did you hear Rondo?
What?
What he said to the Pelicans?
No.
That they had 5 minutes to counter the deal with the Lakers.
5 minutes?
Yeah. Whoa. He gave the Pelicans 5 minutes. He's like, are you guys gonna sign me or what? And he just accepted the Lakers.
I did not hear about that. That's pretty hilarious.
Sorry, just fun fact.
That's a little absurd.
Yeah. Like, he's the type, though, I think.
Yeah. But, yeah, they signed all these guys who that have no shooting abilities. Like, they're talented guys. Rondo is an extremely high IQ player, and that's what LeBron really wants to play with, but... To utilize LeBron to his fullest, you need shooters around him to perform well. And not only that, you know, it's possible that maybe he's going to turn over a new leaf and he won't be the type of player that he was in the past and only rely on shooters to make him effective or to make him more effective, because he's effective always regardless. But yeah. But there's been rumors about him playing the center position. Yeah. Like, I don't know how I feel about that, because, yeah, you could definitely
put
him...
You want McGee in the center position?
I mean...
Can he survive 46 minutes a game?
No, well, like, 100% he can't, because he has asthma.
He will die on the court.
Yeah, like, he can only play, like, 8 to 12 minutes a game, like, when he was on the Warriors, because... Like, he would be, like, too winded. He'd have to
Jesus
come out.
Christ.
Yeah, yeah. But,
this is how weird, like, why did you guys sign McGee? Like, what?
But yeah, like, it could be effective in small ball lineups in the last, like, 4 or 5 minutes of the game, whatever. But it's just LeBron already has so much, like, so many minutes, like, accumulated on his body. The amount of wear and tear he's gone through, like, running, like, how he does. And now you want to put him down low with the biggest of the bigs in basketball. Like, these people are giants.
Yeah. That's just him taking another big, like, he would... Because he's not going to just play center. He's going to be bringing down the ball whenever he wants to.
Yeah, so it's just weird, just completely, like, positionless basketball.
Exactly. He's playing whatever position they throw at him. He'll be jumping ball. Actually, LeBron in the center of the court jumping ball. Oh my god. But hey, maybe it works.
What do you what's your prediction for, like, their record?
Because
I have them definitely above 500, so they'll at least win 41 games. I think they might sniff 50.
I'm going to say 53 wins.
53?
Yeah, 53 wins.
Okay. Well, like, because this Lakers team, already without him, they were young, scrappy, one of the fastest-paced teams.
Yeah.
Really,
they transitioned well.
Their transition is amazing. And then Randall was really effective for them. He got traded to the Pelicans. But you had Lonzo, which is... People shit on Lonzo, but... His playmaking ability is, like, elite.
Yeah, he's not a selfish guard.
And he's, you know? And he's really underrated on defense too. So yeah, he has a fucked up shot. He has a weird shot mechanic when he releases. It's like, it's just awkward to look at. But he's a good player.
Yeah, no.
And it sucks that he was injured for like 30 games. So I'm excited to see if he, if he could stay healthy, and two, how when you're pairing two really good facilitators in LeBron and Lonzo Ball. He's not an all-star guard. And that's partly because
the
West is so crowded. Who would I compare him to? A taller CP3. Except he can't shoot. But his playmaking, his defense. You think his
handling is that good, too?
Okay.
CP3's handling is crazy.
That's true. And also, I didn't see Chris Paul when he was...
in his prime.
No, not in his prime, when he was young.
Yeah.
Like his rookie, sophomore years. Yeah,
he was good still. He made All-Star, like,
Yeah, I guess. I don't know who I would compare Lonzo to. He's a very unique player, and also my NBA archive information doesn't run that deep. Like, it runs pretty deep, but I can't just, like, pick names out of a hat and whatever. It's going to be weird seeing LeBron in purple and gold.
Yeah. And those jerseys are sold out.
I bet. ASAP.
No, definitely, definitely. But Cleveland, I mean, if you want to talk about what he left off in Cleveland, they signed Kevin Love
to
huge deal.
Did I even write that? I don't think I wrote that here.
And what do you think?
I hate it.
Do you think he deserves it or no? He's going to be the best player on that team.
I love Kevin Love, but...
he's going to be running that team. Like, that's his team now.
He doesn't deserve that contract. As much as I like the guy.
What if he brings out Minnesota, Kevin Love?
Impossible.
Are they still in the playoffs?
No, definitely not.
I think they're still in the playoffs. Definitely they're still in the playoffs. In the East,
they're going to win 25 games.
They're going to get 7th seed at least.
No, I have them... no, I have them winning 30 games.
No, dude.
Yeah.
In the East?
Yeah, even in the East. This team was atrocious. And if LeBron could only get to 40, 50 wins with them...
maybe they didn't work well with LeBron.
I mean, no, it is certainly possible. You
know, maybe you see Larry Nance Jr. Going off again, like how he was in the Lakers.
Dude,
Clarkson gets his shot.
I lost all faith in this team. Like, except for the Raptor series in the playoffs, it was like I was astounded that this was the team that was the
supposed. I can't believe they made it to the finals.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't. That was just.
It was ridiculous.
I would much rather see Boston in there.
But
past episodes.
Speaking of the East, I'm really disappointed. LeBron's not in the East anymore because Toronto got Kawhi.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to see this Cleveland, maybe not this Cleveland team, but the team from 2016. So 2016 Cavs versus this current Toronto roster would have been fucking epic.
I mean, they've always gone against each other.
Yeah, exactly. Playoffs. And even like, I don't know why LeBron hates Toronto so much.
He hates Drake. But does this make Kawhi the best player in the East now?
It depends on if he's healthy. But it's pretty, I would say, yeah.
Top three players in the East. Go.
Kawhi, Kyrie, and Embiid.
I hate you for that. I would agree, except for Embiid. Giannis.
You put Giannis over Embiid?
Yeah, dude, what? Giannis is way more consistent.
Fuck, yeah.
Embiid is just... he still has some work
to
do.
No, you know what? Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know why. I didn't even think of Giannis because I like the Bucks. Damn, I'm a fake ass fan, dog. Sorry, Milwaukee.
Wade ranks like maybe 6th, 5th.
Much love from the MIA to the MIO.
MIO.
I don't know what I'm saying. You said Wade is 5th or 6th?
If he stays.
If he stays. No, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Miami Heat news is Wade leaving.
Yeah. That's been a question looming over free agency. Wade hasn't really said much. Like, he doesn't know what's going to happen. His family doesn't know. They obviously play a big factor in his decision. But he got offered... basically, the Heat can only offer Dwayne Wade, like, $1 or $2 million.
No way.
Yeah.
Like, the cap space is that.
Yeah, we have, like, no cap space. And we could do like it's basically like shuffling things around and like some weird agreement, like veterans MLE or some shit like that. I don't know, but we can only offer him max $2 million. Let's say 2.5. This team from China, they're called the Zhejiang Golden Bulls. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that. I probably did. they offered him a 3 years, $25 million contract.
It's a lot of money.
About like,
but imagine about where a year. His family would have to go. For
no,
that.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't take his family.
Yeah, of course.
The Chinese basketball league, their seasons are way shorter, and the playoffs are a little longer. So they play something like 30 games, and then you have like elimination playoff games. But the scheduling is way different.
I would love to see Wade.
So basically, that'd be interesting. He would ball out, dude.
Goes, comes back, retires in Miami.
Why? Do we need this again? No, but
I want
Wade would ball 40 out. 40-year-old
Wade.
Even washed up Dwayne Wade would ball out in China. Oh, no,
yeah, definitely.
Some of the players that go to China and like put up stats, like, you know, Jennings? Brandon Jennings?
Michael Beasley, too.
Michael Beasley was in China.
Yeah.
The current like king of China is Jimmer Fredette, who came out of, I think, like Duke or some shit. It's a wild story. If you ever have time, just watch a little like weird conspiracy NBA YouTube video about Jimmer Fredette. And it's
what?
Where's the ball?
Oh, here. Yeah, it's just he's like this really small, undersized point guard. He scored something like 29 or 30 during the like March Madness tournament, like averaging.
Yeah, yeah.
And he became like a college legend, and he got drafted really high, and then he didn't perform at all, and he got traded around like 5 different teams, and then he goes to China. And he just puts up like 40 a game.
What the fuck?
And they have a name for him up there. It's called the Lonely God, because he stands like a god on top of a mountain. Dude, it's weird as fuck.
What the
like
fuck?
This really small kind like.
Like I could imagine though, he probably got offered more money, and the Chinese league is not as competitive as the NBA.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you don't have better players. USA wins every year type of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, more or less.
You're the best players in the world. But
anyways,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that was a weird tangent.
Yeah. I mean, J.R. Smith was in China too.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
J.R. was in China?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was in the Golden Bulls.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was. What? And he balled out too. Like, this guy that literally put up 5 points in the playoffs some games, balled out in the Chinese league. So I wouldn't doubt Wade would be like, hey, what the fuck, man? More money? It'll be better for my family financially.
Yeah, it's just as you want to.
Exactly.
But anyways, moving on.
And if he doesn't sign with them, this is his last year.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
For sure. He's retiring.
But, moving on. I know you were really excited. I don't know if excited is the right word. But you felt some type of way about Cousins going to Golden State.
Am I the only one that's not excited, but like were disrespected?
All right, I'll give like I felt that too.
As soon as
the news came out, I was like, I basically felt like KD all over again.
The NBA slapped me in the face.
Yeah,
basically, I feel betrayed,
shocked, appalled.
I feel like New Orleans should feel betrayed.
Yeah,
like they should be the thing
that really got me pissed off, not pissed off, or I should say evoked the most like negative or weird emotion for me about this trade was the picture of Anthony Davis in his jersey after he got injured in the All-Star game. Like Cousins went down with like I forgot what minor injury, he wasn't going to come back in the game, and his teammate was wearing his jersey, and I was like, damn, like, that's real as fuck.
Yeah, I was super like, fuck, go Pelicans.
And I was like, really excited for them to see what they were doing, because they were just coming
into their
own.
Do you think they just really didn't offer him anything?
No, what I heard Sources say. Sources say.
We're reporters.
We're reporters.
Reporters.
That he got a something around the realm of like 2 years, $22 million after the injury, but before the off season.
Okay.
So that would have been like $11 million a year. So they were like, it was like, hey, you know, you went down with. A lot of people never come back from an Achilles tear.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it ended Kobe's career, ended, countless players' careers.
I mean...
Rudy Gay's not the same since his Achilles tear.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, shit like that. So, on top of an Achilles tear, he's a 7-foot, 300-plus-pound guy.
He's a big dude.
He's a big dude.
That is injury-prone all over the place.
Exactly.
All over the place.
And so it's like, we're willing to take a chance on you. But not like offer you a max money.
Yeah, you know. I mean, that's just.
It tastes like sunscreen.
Sunscreen?
Yeah.
Nice. I was drinking something, and I think it was the warm Capriccio that was left in your room, and I thought it tasted like really bland rice.
What?
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Gross.
So I don't want to drink that.
No,
what it was, like I left it overnight. Like, we were drinking it last night, and then I left, like, about, like, this much in the cup. And it was really warm and disgusting. And she's like, you left it there. And I'm like, I'm going to still drink that shit. She's like, no, you're not. So I drank that shit.
That's like old, nasty wine.
Oh,
so?
Flavored-ass wine.
This shit got me lit.
Not one sip.
Yeah, he gets shit-faced.
I love that shit, dude. I don't know why. It's so strong, and it's, like, disgusting, but in a good way.
I haven't tried it yet. I don't even know where to get that.
It's, like, adult grape juice.
It's adult grape juice, dude. That shit gets you...
It's at Total Wine, right next to your job.
And is
right
it, like, what type of wine is it?
It's
is
sangria.
It's sangria.
So it has, like, rum in it.
Yeah.
It has, like, fruits and shit.
And
it has, like, little seeds, but, yeah, it's...
So it's not really... It's, like, a mix. It's a sangria. It's not even, like, a wine.
Okay, sangria is wine.
I thought it was sangria.
Is sangria type of wine?
Sangria is mostly wine.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you put wine with all the fucking fruits and shit. So it's like very fruity, but jeez. But look at
very
this.
Fruity.
Yeah, 13.9% alcohol.
It's like a Four Loko.
It's ridiculous.
It's like a Four Loko.
So
like
you,
in a glass bottle.
Yeah, so you drink
that's
two
dope.
And you're like...
Yeah, that's exactly
this is not an endorsement.
It's
$10 for four. Which is not
oh,
bad.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I think
expensive.
It comes in different sizes also. Like, there are bigger bottles and smaller bottles.
I
sponsor
only
us.
These. Yeah, but we're not a sponsor for Capriccio, but also, if you could sponsor us, that'd be really cool.
We would appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
What were we talking about?
Oh, Boogie. So, yeah, he's very injury-prone at this point. But he joined a team that would most likely guarantee him a ring.
Yeah.
Do you think that was one of his factors in joining?
Also, what I heard was basically no one offered him this contract.
Yeah.
Like the thing we shouldn't be upset about is that Boogie was on the table for every team in the league. It's just not many people wanted him. From his past, his locker room issues, his injury
issues.
You don't
think LA offered him anything?
LA did not because they don't have the time frame to wait for him to return for injury. So he's out with Achilles tear. He's going to be out till probably January or February, which
no.
is yes, which is September, October, November, December, January, 5 to 6 months into the season. Yes,
nice.
Dude. Like, they could theoretically rush him back in December, but
yeah.
why would you do that to
yeah.
the worst injury in sport? In
I mean,
sports.
You saw him shooting around the other day.
Yeah, you can still shoot.
Like,
it's just you're not going to be as explosive. You're not going to have that bounce in your step. So
yeah.
The Warriors, they don't give a fuck. They could wait for him to come back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With a $2 million friggin' contract?
Yeah, well, $5
million. Oh, it's $5
million? One year, 5.3. It was like the mid-level agreement. Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
But it's basically always like a $4 to $5 million contract.
Oh, okay.
And so yeah, the Warriors have the talent. They have the personnel. They re-signed Kevin Looney. Petrulia's in Detroit now, but that doesn't matter because he was barely playing anyways. Yeah. McGee is in LA.
And he's dirty.
And he's, oh, yeah. He probably, like, smells. Petrulia.
Smells like what?
Like an rice. Onion.
I don't know. What was it, the rice?
Stale rice.
Stale rice.
Yeah, but so they have the ability to wait for him to come back, and yeah. It's only in the playoffs.
They don't need him.
They don't need him in the regular season. He could wait all season if he wants.
He could wait till playoffs. And
the
Warriors will
be fine. Exactly. Yeah. The playoffs is when he's going to come back because that's their weakest position, as it always has been. And
they don't have the money to get a
exactly. They don't have a real center. So this is their chance that, hey, you want to show us you can still play? Go out there and do Cousins things. And he's only going to have to do Boogie Cousins things for like a quarter.
And if he does show out, he has a lot of options.
Exactly.
He has a lot of options in the next offseason, and he could even sign for a bigger contract if he wants to. He can stay with Golden State if they... Actually, no, he can't because Golden State have KD,
Klay, they're going to be capped out.
And Draymond Green to worry
about. Yeah, this is basically a one-year thing.
Yeah. I think this is Golden State's last year.
No, I totally disagree, but...
What?
This, for Cousins, is honestly, like, the best move for him. Because he's getting the most money, he's going to get the most recovery time, and if he does play well, then he's still going to get offers. Because he could have gone to a shitty team that's, like, what if he went to fucking the Nets?
No, yeah.
Like, he wouldn't have gotten the opportunity, and no one would have given
him. This
is a
great experience for him, I guess.
Yeah, you know, like, so, and he's friends with them from their Olympic basketball days. He's friends with Draymond and KD. So, like that's why I can't be mad, because, like, in the sense that, oh, you're ruining the NBA. Okay, yeah, but, like, he has to look out for his best interests, you know? And it's not even about my best interest is winning. It's like, look at all the other things.
Like, yeah. Just like be kind of like whatever, riding a bench for like, you know, 7-8 months with a crappy team, come back, maybe put up some numbers, but not really, you know, go anywhere with it.
Yeah. Like,
or maybe he could have ended up stuck in a team in a sense. So I guess what he did was a smart DeMarcus Cousins move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just...
I'm upset that Golden State.
Yeah, they certainly don't need him.
Yeah,
because they could win without him. We've literally seen that for the past 4 years. But yeah, it's just interesting that a lot of people felt that slighted by it.
Yeah, definitely.
You saw a lot of
hate for him. Yeah,
I showed you that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, wait. That was
KD.
That was about the KD thing. But this always started was because CJ tweeted, like, LOL, are you serious, bro? Or something like that. And he's like, at Boogie Cousins, hit me up, dog. We need to talk about this. And it got like 20,000 likes, like a bunch of retweets. And then KD came on CJ's podcast, and they were talking it out. They were throwing jabs back and forth. And then all that other drama happened. But yeah.
I think KD is really drama filled, honestly.
Dude,
super drama filled. Like, he's like biting back at any, like,
I actually
like slick remarks at him, and like,
I actually heard both part one and part two of that podcast, and he goes into a lot of detail about how he's like he hates the drama, and he hates, like the Twitter sphere, and he hates, like, blog boys or, like, people who, like, talk shit and don't know what they're talking about. But he said, like, he's like, oh, I don't let that shit affect me, this and that. But, like, at the same time, everything you're doing completely just contradicts.
Yeah. Even fighting back, you know, at CJ, in a sense, right after the podcast. Like, that just shows how you're so insecure, like, about your game. Like, dude, you're the second best player in the league. Third, maybe. Depends who you talk to, but like, he has to bite at everything that's being said at him. But it's just how it is. Like, LeBron gets talked about, Harden gets talked about, everyone gets talked about in the NBA.
Facts.
You know, suck it up.
But yeah, cool for him. Good for him. Wait, why? Because I wanted to say stuff about them.
Do you want
to
like?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. But, so where do you want to start?
Yeah, just Kawhi with the Raptors now. They are going to be a beast of a defensive team.
What seed?
I think Toronto.
Are they improving with getting Kawhi?
Yes, 100%. I like the trade for both teams. So Kawhi sent over. I mean, San Antonio sent over Kawhi and Danny Green, which is also an important trade asset. They sent them over to Toronto. Toronto sent back DeMar DeRozan and Poeltl, and an unprotected first pick.
Yeah.
So,
and I also think that the Spurs, dude, this team made eighth seed last year in the West.
Yeah, without Kawhi.
Without Kawhi.
So
now with DeRozan, which he's a great player. He's one of my favorite guards.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
And he is one of the best players in the East.
The problem with DeRozan is that he, as good as he is, he was just never able to get over that hump. And part of it is because of LeBron, but part of it is like also his.
This is a new chapter in his career, and I think
definitely
he should be. I mean, I know he's upset, but
he's really upset. Like,
this is a chance for him to be like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
Yeah,
to go off.
Totally. Like,
and with the coaching staff, the organization that the Spurs have, I think he fits pretty well.
I feel for the guy because he spent his whole career there. He loved Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, like, Toronto's a city that, like, they have so much, like, love for their fan base, but for some reason their teams have never been, I mean, their basketball team has never been, like, up to the par of their fan base because, like,
I mean, they make think playoffs.
They make playoffs, but they don't make noise. And, like, whenever they have a superstar player, they leave, like Vince Carter or Chris Bosh. Yeah. Like, that shit happens over and over again.
But this wasn't, you know.
And that now they have a player that really wanted to be there. The organization trades him away for what could end up being a one-year rental.
This was like his, I feel like, just the beginning of Toronto being ridiculously in love with DeRozan. Yeah. Like, they were going to retire his number and shit type of thing.
Yeah.
But, he was like the Wade of Toronto, in a
but
sense.
But the difference being, he just couldn't win. I don't know what it was, but there was something there that he could never.
They had to
do that extra step.
They had to trade him, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's why I feel for the guy. Like, I like him as a player. He was opening up about his depression and shit in the NBA, which is like really important for like mental health awareness and all these things that are like still very stigmatized and stuff.
No,
but
definitely.
So he's a cool guy. I love his game. He's like a modern day Kobe. He has a killer mid range, but I totally understand the organization and I approve of the trade because in return for that they're getting back a proven, first of all, NBA champion, MVP runner up.
Yep.
When healthy, better than KD in my opinion. So the potential benefit outweigh the payment.
Exactly.
So
exactly. I think that's probably my favorite trade of this offseason.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely.
No one saw this. Everyone
I'm excited.
Saw
Kawhi, and I'm excited for the new Toronto and Celtics. You know,
exactly.
Like, that's going to be crazy.
That's why I was like, oh, I was pretty disappointed new LeBron is gone, because if he stayed, then you'd have Boston, Philly, Toronto and Cleveland going in the top four.
I mean, definitely the East, like, grow. Like,
yeah,
saying,
it would have made it.
The East actually.
It would have made the parity a little better.
Yeah.
Because definitely. Now you got the number one and maybe number two player in the East.
Yeah.
So
imagine KD goes to the East.
Rumors are maybe he'll go to the Knicks.
Yeah, exactly.
With Kyrie.
Oh my
imagine
God.
Kyrie and KD on the Knicks.
I mean, I feel like now it's getting. I mean, this has been happening, but I think now that LeBron went to LA, this is like the next major step in saying like NBA players should be always moving around, in a sense.
You think so?
Like, they shouldn't be like Dirk freaking
21
years,
dude.
Like, congrats, though. Like,
that's awesome. True. That's awesome. That's cool as fuck.
That probably would never happen again. Like, honestly, that's never gonna happen again.
Yeah, but how many players say, I want to retire here, and then don't?
Yeah. I mean, that's just now it's such an organization business. You know, and like, anytime, it's so huge that they have to.
Yeah, and anytime I see those words, I want to retire here, I, like, it's such a cliche at this point. I feel like, I'm like, no, you fucking don't.
How many times have Ron said that? I mean,
he still said he's not completely closed off to the possibility of coming back to Cleveland, like ending his career there.
Oh my god!
I mean, I said it. He's gonna go back to Cleveland when they draft his son. Oh my god. They're gonna be shit for 5 years. They're gonna draft LeBron James Jr. And then LeBron
does one
back.
More year, two more years, wins a championship.
Exactly, dude.
Retires.
It's all part of the plan, man.
As a legend.
That's why he signed a 4-year deal. Like, you gotta like, you gotta think about that.
No, they actually said that. Like, there's a lot of conspiracy about that.
But Toronto, the important part about all this is that they basically retained all their important assets. They got rid of DeRozan, but they still have OG Anunoby, who's very important to them. They still have Siakam. They still have Lowry, who's really stepped up his game. He doesn't score as he doesn't score as much, but he does a lot more for the rest of the team.
Yeah,
like in terms of facilitating rebounds, just all around more efficient player. So, and when Lowry gets too old, you gotta really. The important thing is they have to sell Kawhi to stay in Toronto, because if he doesn't like it there, where it's cold as fuck.
Yeah, he doesn't like the cold.
If he just doesn't like the weather.
What if he just starts liking it and he stays in Toronto?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he loves Lowry, and he loves the fan base, and he loves not having to talk, since we know he doesn't talk.
I think the fans are going to love him.
The fans, yeah, exactly. So if they sell him, then he stays in Toronto, and you have a really good team there. Like, because we know they're going to be good for this year. But after this year is a complete question mark, especially with all the Kawhi drama that happened this summer. I'm so happy that's over.
No, definitely. That took way too long.
That shit was annoying.
That took way too long. Like, LeBron made his decision before him. He's like, ah, fuck.
That was he made his decision the first day, right?
Yeah, he made it quick. LeBron was like...
The first or fourth day.
I'm glad he didn't make it a big ordeal, definitely, you know.
Not like, the decision 2.0.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of his last trade. He didn't make a huge, like, earthquake when he went back to Cleveland.
That's true.
But it was still crazy.
Still, yeah, you know? That was the story of the summer, so...
Yeah. But definitely excited to see Kawhi in the East, man. That's fucking great.
For sure.
And I hope he's healthy, and I hope he's, like, great. Like, yeah. I hope he turns out to be, you know...
Signs are good.
Yeah. Give it an A.
Yeah,
A+.
I give that.
That's my top, for sure. Trade.
I agree. Do you have anything about Paul George staying in Oklahoma? Any thoughts on that?
I expected it.
And Melo leaving.
Yeah, that's it. That was the next discussion to be speaking. Like, Melo leaving makes OKC so much better.
I completely agree.
I think Russ just needs to work on his off-ball game. Like, a lot. And Paul George, keep doing what he's doing. He's still one of the best players in the league. And you got this guy coming in from Atlanta. I think that's a great addition.
Yeah, Dennis Schroeder.
He's great, consistent guard. Actually, inconsistent, but he's good.
He has potential. Yeah, he has potential.
But I think OKC is better. But I don't think Houston is better signing Melo.
I couldn't
re-signing Capella, good jobs. Max contract CP3.
You're really tying your hand.
This guy probably will retire. No, he won't retire at the end of this contract. But he's gonna be pretty old, and he's injury ridden. He was injured the last game, the most important.
There were one Chris Paul hamstring injury. From going to the finals and beating the Warriors and going to the finals to cakewalk to a championship against Cleveland.
I mean, I think Cleveland would have gotten one or two.
Yeah, maybe, but it wouldn't have been an issue.
They didn't get one or two on Golden State.
But I'm excited to see, because Paul George and Russell Westbrook play together without Melo, because last year, I think I mentioned it on one of these podcasts too, that I was I think that might have been our first episode. Gonna have to go back to the good old days.
The good old days.
and look.
Fact check us. Let us know.
What were we called back then?
No, I didn't even. Yeah, the first episode.
Well, we're something else.
Oh man, what was it? I forgot the name, and I was so upset. That
you're
we didn't
so upset. I changed it.
Fuck! And he didn't tell me. That was our low point. He didn't tell me about changing the whole name of the podcast.
Dude, it had to be done. It had to be done.
High standards.
And that's a great name. But I guess
it's not like we have high standards.
Yeah, we're pretty low standards.
No, I mean, not like that, love.
Oh my god.
I meant about like this.
No, yeah, we definitely don't. Mid-grade shit. But
as long as it makes my eyes red.
What were we talking about from episode one though?
Like, oh, that I really love. Oh, I really loved the Paul George signing to Oklahoma, and I was like, "Fuck yeah!" And then when they signed Melo, I was like, "Oh no!"
Yeah.
And I feel like Melo completely ruined Oklahoma's
Paul George
season.
Said it himself. Like, it just didn't work.
It just didn't work. It was rushed. They thought just having the name there, and they thought he was going to be the same player he used to be, but he's not. He's a complete net negative on defense.
What if he's better?
He's just not going to be. And then he just says all this bullshit. I know the game. I ain't coming off the bench. Like, dude, did you see yourself last year?
Like, that was horrific.
How are you going to say? And then what was funny was that just today or yesterday, LeBron is like playing with he's attending his son's like AAU game.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where it is, but he was giving a pep talk to his son's team, and he was like, "Oh, there's all these great players that people think they're not good just because they come out the bench." Like, it's not like that. Basketball's a role. It's a system game. You play roles. Yeah. If you don't want to play a role, go fucking play tennis or golf shit like that. He said something to that effect, and I'm like... And I felt like he was, like, throwing mad shade at Melo, because this was the day after he said again for, like, the third time.
I mean, look at the Golden State Warriors.
Exactly.
You have a bunch of great players coming off the bench. Like, it just doesn't work like that. And Melo is just going to be a starter in a great team. So it's kind of just going to mess up the whole thing they got going on.
Yeah, Houston's chances are going to be a lot worse with him on the squad. But OKC, I feel, is going to improve. I love the Thunder. I love Westbrook. I love Paul George. I love Steven Adams.
Yeah,
I'm considering buying his book. He just came out with an autobiography.
Aquaman. He literally should have played.
I'm excited to see what the Thunder have. Hopefully they'll do better than a first round exit to the Jazz.
Exactly. Hopefully. And I hope the Jazz improve. You know, actually no, it's kind of a quiet off season for them.
Yeah, they re-signed, I think, Exum.
Yeah.
And they re-signed Neto, which is like their third string point guard.
Nice.
So
thank God.
Yeah.
Best.
He's the one I say kind of looks like you.
Oh yeah. Thanks,
bro. But you, I sent you the link. G League tryouts.
Oh yeah, I'm
September
down.
September 16th.
Yo,
you gotta show them what you got.
No, we're gonna try out together.
I'm not.
We're gonna go up and be like,
I'm gonna
we're a package
you.
Deal. You only get me if you get him, too.
All right, here's a hypothetical.
Are they still the biggest threat?
Who?
Houston.
To
Golden State.
To Golden State?
Are they second seed, third seed?
I don't know, man.
Do they still have another shot? Still have another seventh game?
It's so hard to tell with this team.
Because
I feel like they got
the
worse.
They still have the key players. They still have, you know, Capella.
But they don't have Ariza. They don't have Mbamute.
Ariza was good on defense, and he can, you know, put in some threes.
Yeah.
But yeah. So actually, they got kind of worse. I think they're going to get like third, fourth seed.
They got this guy, James Ennis, I think. I don't really know much about him, but he's supposed to be pretty good for them. And then they re-signed Capello, which is important.
Yeah, Capello's a good player.
That's a great contract for them. That's one of those things that, like way down the line, like 4 or 5 years down, not even four, like two to four years down the line, you're going to look at that and the contract's just going to keep seeming better and better. Because the cap spike's going to go up. All these players are coming off the books.
Yeah.
Got them for 5 years, $90 million. Like, that's...
Yeah, not bad.
That's like around, what, like 18 a year?
He deserves it?
He deserves it. He's one of the best centers in the league.
I think he deserves a little more.
Yeah, he definitely did. That's why that contract is going to look so good, because you got him at such a great value.
And when he comes off that contract, people are going to be looking at him.
Yeah, because he's going to be coming off and he's going to be like 28. He's going to be like entering his prime.
Yeah,
he's
still young,
the guy's really young. So
yeah.
That's a great...
I can't wait. I mean, I like Capella. I don't like the Rockets.
You know, I kind of agree with you.
I don't like the Rockets. I don't like CP3 or Harden. I don't like Melo, so...
Dude, oh my God. You really just put that in perspective for me.
I really don't like Melo. So I just... I kind of hope they're not the runner-ups for Golden State. They had their year last year, and I would have respected them for that, but now, just forget it. You had your chance. Damn. You are our biggest...
What the fuck?
You think about it. Like, they were just like, fuck, they're gonna beat them. And they're like, fuck, they didn't beat them. Because they were the talk the whole year. They're like, that's all we're looking forward to.
Yeah.
The Rockets against Golden
State. I mean, they gave them hell.
No.
They had they were this close, dude.
Yeah.
They were actually up 3-2 on the Warriors. Can you imagine?
I expected it to go to 7 games because they're not going to lose 4-2. Like, Golden State would not lose 4-2.
But what if they did?
If they did, that would have been crazy. That would have been crazy. Oh, my
God. Yeah. So just, what's up? Yeah, I guess we could just blow through these real quick. So we're just going to go over some notable signings from this offseason. Because we pretty much only talked about LeBron, Toronto, I mean Kawhi in Toronto, and
DeRozan.
And DeRozan and stuff. But just notable things. KD, he signed a 1-1 for, I couldn't believe that number, $61.5 million.
Yeah.
How is that even possible? Over 2 years? That's ridiculous.
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of fucking money. And he took a pay cut.
Yeah, and he can go to a different team next year
if he wants, if he so desires. Yeah. So how would you say that's a good signing for Golden State?
That is a solid D plus.
A D plus?
Because whatever, I guess you kind of make the second best player in the NBA happy.
Yeah.
So maybe you lose someone next off season,
like,
but
like
you
Klay Thompson or something.
Yeah, but you won't lose Klay Thompson. I'm saying Draymond Green.
Oh, okay.
Even though he's a really important player.
I hate
the guy, but
I want Klay Thompson to go with LeBron in LA. I would love that so much because
that's just literally the piece that is missing.
Yeah, they already have a giant fucking meme team. Like,
that'd be hilarious.
LeBron, Lonzo, Lance,
that'd
JaVale.
Be another stab in the back though, because he's been
and LeVar. I forgot about LeVar. It's a giant fucking meme, dude, in real life.
At that point, you're starring him as center because you don't have any. God damn it, dude.
But,
exactly. So I would say a D plus because it's a lot of money, but hey, maybe you're making the guy happy. Other than that, it would have been enough.
CP3, 4 years, $160 million max.
How about you say this one? I mean, you say this one, I'll say.
I will give it. Oh my goodness. That was a fat hit. I'll do a C+, because Houston has to do it if they want to remain relevant and a threat. Maybe they're not as much of a threat, like you said, or are they the biggest to the Warriors, but they are still a threat. They're going to win 50 or 60 games, and they're going to be great. So they have to do that to retain that player, but it is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you are sacrificing your flexibility in the future for something that might not work at all.
Yeah.
Deion,
I would say a C-.
C-?
Yeah. Just because he's so injury-prone, and I don't think he would have gotten a max contract anywhere else. Like, no one would have offered him a max contract, I think. So he would have had to be like, hey, we're going to give you... we're going to give you 100 instead of max, and you got to take it. You know, type of thing. And if you want to be relevant, you got to take it.
Yep.
You know? So C-.
C-.
For CP3.
DeAndre Jordan went to Dallas for 1 year, $24 million. Which is funny because, like, 3 years ago, he was supposed to go to Dallas. And then there was the whole thing where he was, like, locked, quote-unquote, locked in his house by his teammates. Like, they were, like, moving furniture in front of his stuff to, like, keep him from leaving.
Oh, my
God. It was a big old fucking, like...
like meme, and then
basically
Blake Griffin left,
and then
and
CP3 and Blake Griffin left, and Jordan was there in LA by himself, which is kind of sad if you think about it.
Yeah, he was just left
and
alone.
Like, and he was like, oh, I just want to be on a team that appreciates me. So he went back to the team that wanted to appreciate him at first.
Like, we appreciate you, bro.
Like, we were here all along, you know. So he goes to Dallas for
one year. They can just get him off the books if he wants to go somewhere else. Maybe I feel like he would get offers other places.
He's
a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good center.
He's definitely not as impactful as he used to be, but he's still one of the best centers in the league, especially on the offensive end.
He goes to LA.
I meant defensive end.
Goes to the Lakers next year.
That'd be interesting. But yeah, I really want to see what this Dallas team has. They drafted this guy Luka Doncic.
Yeah,
Doncic, and he's supposed to be like the next coming of Dirk, or even better. Like his like projected ceiling is so high, so like he could really blossom into a superstar player. So I'm excited to see what he does with DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, they're definitely improving.
Yeah.
I give this one a B+.
B+.
Because it's a lot of money, too. I mean, they had the money to spend.
Yeah, they have the money to spend, and it's a year, so it doesn't really affect them long term. So I think I also agree with you. I would just say a B, though, a solid B.
Nice.
Or Trevor Ariza, 1 year, $15 million with the Suns.
I'm telling you, I'm a Suns fan. So I love that signing.
And the Suns got a lot better this year.
Yes, they did. And they have the cap space next year to get even better.
Yeah. And they signed Booker to the max.
He deserves it. The guy dropped fucking over 60 points.
70.
Yeah.
He got 70
points in a game, so he deserves it. Really young, and he's talented. Like, maybe this is his prime in a sense, because he's been putting down numbers. Cat's gonna join.
What's crazy is that this is not even close to his prime. He's literally 22.
I know, he's 22. Imagine. Might as well keep signing him. Maybe he's the next Dirk. He retires there.
I like the signing for the Suns. I don't like it for Houston. Houston, Ariza was a very key player to them.
Yeah.
And they had to spend that money on Capella and Chris Paul, which kind of sucks for him, but they're probably only going to offer him like a fourth of this.
Yeah.
They're probably going to offer him like $3 million. So he followed the money. Go get your bag.
Yeah. He got it.
Yeah. Exactly. Dwight Howard, 1 year, $5.3 million with the Wizards. That was interesting.
I like it. I mean,
I like it for Washington. I hate Washington, but
like
maybe this will make him a little
better. Games.
Yeah, he had a 30 rebound game last season.
Like, so he still got something in him.
Yeah, he could put up numbers.
He's been a little bit of a laughing stock, though.
Yeah.
But I hope he maybe shows up and with John Wall. You know? That'd be dope.
I give it a B- for Washington.
Why?
Because it's not a big contract. It's basically
it's super small. And it's like, hey, you know, show us what you got.
You could get a lot worse with $5.3 million. Like, exactly. So you got a good player. He has some issues, but as long as he doesn't hate the team or the coach, that's the important part. When he likes his environment, he does well. So he just hasn't liked where he's been the last few years. Let's see. Maybe John Wall and them could send him.
Yeah.
Could sell him, I mean.
Yeah. I like how they're going to look in the East, too. I feel like they improved. Definitely.
Tony Parker signed a 2-year, $10 million contract with the Hornets. I hate this.
Yeah.
He said he wanted to retire with the Spurs. That's one of those other players.
But why did he?
They traded him. I'm pretty sure it wasn't his decision to leave. But I'm not certain.
Stabbed in the back. He's just talk not, about this. Yeah.
He's just not the best player anymore. He hasn't been that great for like the last two seasons. So this is just a opportunity for him to be more of a mentor type figure in Charlotte.
I mean, how old is the guy?
He's like 35 or 36. I'm not certain.
He's like a skeleton.
I know. It's like, kind of ridiculous. He might be 37. No, I think like he's older. I mean, he might be 37.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine, 4-year, $80 million, re-signed with the Bulls. He was almost lured away by Sacramento. The Bulls matched their offer. It's cool, I guess.
I guess. I mean, what do the Bulls have to lose, in a sense?
Yeah. Bulls could be interesting this coming year because they have an extremely offensively oriented squad with little to no defensive benefits. Like, the players they've signed, including Jabari Parker from the Bucks, who's also an offensive-minded player.
Yeah, supposedly they're doing really well, like, practice-wise and off-season.
So, Bulls could be interesting.
Yeah. I'm excited to look at the Bulls again.
Heat news. We re-signed Wayne Ellington to a 1-year, $5.6 million contract. That's pretty cool because...
I'm surprised he took it.
I thought he was going to get offers from other teams.
Yeah, he was a three-point contender.
A three-point specialist. He was in the three-point contest. He set the record for the most threes coming off the bench, like in NBA history, with over 200.
Yeah.
Coming off the bench, most threes. I thought for sure he was going to get some pretty decent offers, maybe in the $10 to $12 million zone, and we weren't going to be able to match. For some reason, it didn't come. Those offers didn't come. I thought there were rumors that Philadelphia actually was going to look into that.
I would not have.
Yeah, I would have been pretty upset about that. But it didn't happen, so we re-signed him. That's cool. I like the guy. I like the signing. It's a good amount of money. It's also cool for Ellington because he's been pretty much an NBA journeyman.
Yeah,
like, he's been on different teams pretty consistently, sometimes too.
Maybe he sticks. Maybe he, like, you know, the Heat organization.
Yeah, exactly. So he has a home for a bit, and it's cool. I feel like he embodies the Heat
hopefully
culture.
Next year we have more cap space. Maybe we offer him more money.
We won't. Not until, like, 2022.
That's ridiculous.
Because we signed these guys to 4-year contracts. 4 years, $50 million. 4 years, like, $30 million. Like,
we gave Whiteside how much?
4 years, $120 million.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Some shit like
and
that.
And no one's going to take him. And he's just going to... The Heat aren't going to make the playoffs this year, okay?
Aren't?
No, they're not.
What?
No,
we still make it. In we're the East? Even, you think the Cavs will make the playoffs and the Heat won't? Yeah.
Bro. Who's our best player?
What do you mean?
Who's our best player?
We don't have a best player, but our best player is Dragic. We don't have but Dragic is our best player, all around at least. And then I would say, I think Whiteside is still good. I won't let a one playoff series of five games completely paint my picture of him. He was still a really good player. I know I've said some shit, but I think he could still be good. And then I'm really high on Justice Winslow. I'm really high on Richardson. Really high on Adebayo. So, yeah. Oh, Olynyk. Olynyk's been balling out.
I know.
Dude, like, how can you say the guy? What kind of fan are you, bro?
I don't have any faith in them. I don't know.
I can't believe dog. Oh, my God. I feel betrayed.
It's just, like, it was really disappointing.
It was disappointing.
4-1. I can't get over that.
Anyways, before I kick you out, because what you said was atrocious. Marcus Smart re-signed 4 years, 152 with the Celtics. That's cool, I guess.
That's a lot of money I don't think he deserves.
You don't think?
No.
Is that right? I don't think that number's right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's 4 years, 52. That's a slash.
I was like, what?
4 years.
He's getting paid more than LeBron?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah.
I'm out of luck.
No, years, but still, I...
4 years, 52 million, which comes out to about, like, what, eight? No, wait.
No.
18 a year. About 18.
I don't think he deserves that much.
No?
No. He's not going to be that much of a key player. Like,
but he's always been a key player for them. His value doesn't lie in the box score. It's like in what he brings to the team, you know. He's like that tough guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a gold tough guy, you know?
He's a Draymond Green.
Yeah. But not as...
The Celtics.
Yeah, not as, like, unlikable.
Troublesome.
I mean, still pretty unlikable.
So, yeah, I would give this one a C.
Who would you rather have stuck on an island with you, Draymond Green or Marcus Smart?
Draymond.
Draymond?
Entertainment-wise.
Dude, I was going to say the same thing.
That would be very entertaining.
Because I hate the guy on the court, but he seems...
He's so stupid. You heard about the parade?
Oh my god, enough about the parade. I don't think that's a real thing. I don't think there are actually...
He said something about it.
Who said?
I mean, Draymond Green was like shooting at them, like saying like, oh, have your damn parade. You know, that's not even true. So it's true.
Okay.
But Draymond Green for sure.
Yeah, stuck in an island. I agree. And as much as I hate Draymond's face, I hate Marcus Smart's face.
Yeah, it's really... an ugly guy. Oh my god. Cut that.
And lastly, Vince Carter, 1 year, 2.4 with Atlanta. Cool,
yeah, man. You've been all over the place.
He really has.
You need to retire after this year.
It's gonna be his 20th year now.
Yeah, I think it's time after that, right? I mean, he can still dunk.
Yo, I need to see him throw it down at least one last time before he's gonna...
It sucks he didn't like retire with anyone or like.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
But
I
like it.
He's been on a lot of teams, and
Vince Carter.
Yeah, you know he could teach Trae Young, the point guard they drafted.
Yeah, and he's looking not too great.
I mean, I think he showed a lot of upside. He had some really poor shooting nights, but I don't think that's representative of who he is as a whole. But yeah, it's
crazy seeing all these young ass players,
dude,
playing in the NBA.
It feels like they're just getting younger. Oh, because
maybe
we're
it's
getting
just
older.
Yeah. You're like 19.
Yeah,
you're like, fuck.
It's like, yeah, you were 19 not that long ago.
Fuck, dude. Fuck, I didn't even make that much tip yet. Like, fuck, we have to worry about tip.
Don't say it.
Fucking shit, bro.
20-year-olds getting paid
draft
millions
me.
Of dollars.
Draft me. I hope to see you guys soon. Like, I hope it really doesn't take this long for another episode. Like,
no,
I really hope
I
so.
Mean, it might, just because now that off-season is over, there's, like, literally nothing for, like, another month. Basketball-related. Like, we still had... We still had Summer League going on, and then we had the rest of the free agency that was going on at the same time. And then before that, I think there was even some other basketball-related thing going on. But now, for, like, I think, like, until early September or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there'll be still things coming out. There's always shit.
Yeah. We'll hold a special edition. Cross time, halftime. And we'll just shoot the shit. What is that expression called?
Why are you asking me?
You know everything. You know.
Dictionary, Sam.
Everything.
I don't know. It sounds like some weird southern shit.
Yeah, shoot the shit. You probably grab like a cow turd and like throw it in the air, and then your buddy with his rifle. Same thing, like shit hitting the fan. Where does that come from? Why is someone throwing shit in a fan?
I'm literally speechless.
Why? Who would throw shit in a fan?
Because when shit hits the fan, it gets messy.
It gets messy. But why is it there in the first place? Who grabbed this shit?
Episode 8, shit hits the fan. For sure.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, you could get us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor.
We're on Instagram.
Instagram, follow us, official HTHC.
So we can like post more. Like
anywhere you get your podcasts, with the exception of a few places. So almost anywhere you get your podcasts, you could probably find us too. So,
and hey, we might do some like, you know, off-season work ourselves, change logos maybe.
That's coming up. That's coming up.
Yeah, and Instagram stuff. Maybe we'll like post some like stupid shit. Like, you know, you guys answer.
If you want. The new Instagram thing that's like, ask me something. Ask me something.
Is Kawhi gonna like the cold?
No. Quality content. Oh my God.